Past Exemption Methods Annual Adjustment. As I stated earlier, the quarterly calculations of input tax recovery are provisional. This applies whatever method is used. All methods encompass an annual adjustment. The adjustment reworks the calculation, but using the figures for the whole year, i.e. the four quarterly calculations combined. The annual adjustment should be calculated following the end of the VAT year, that is the end of March, end of April or end of May, depending on the VAT return periods, and the result of the adjustment declared in the first VAT return period of the following VAT year. If the VAT year of a business ends on the 31st of March, the annual adjustment has to be declared in the VAT return to 30th of June. The annual calculation is compared to the four individual quarterly calculations. If the input tax claimable from the annual calculation is more than has been claimed in the four quarters, the additional input tax is claimable from HMRC. If the input tax is less, then unfortunately the difference has to be paid to HMRC. The result of the annual adjustment can be rounded up to the next whole number. If the percentage is 87.98, then it can be rounded up to 88%. Rounding up is only possible under the standard method. A special method will normally specify two decimal places. The reason for the annual adjustment is to regulate fluctuations in purchasing or taxable income throughout the year. If there was no adjustment procedure, calculations would be distortive and open to manipulation. If, say, a business is using the standard method and has high input tax in a period of low exempt income, this will artificially increase the recovery rate. However, there is no crossover between VAT years. The process starts again in the new VAT year. It should be noted that whatever the size of the difference in input tax recovery from the annual adjustment, it is not an error and is simply declared on the appropriate VAT return rather than having to be disclosed separately.